Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
It's Bud Pod, a 253.
253? Who are me? Who am me? The age-old philosophical question. Who am me?
Who said that? Pharticles.
Pharticles and... and Pooper... Pupato, Plato doesn't rhyme with anything poopy.
Pluto said, "Who am me?"
What poopy philosophers are there? Nietzsche, Pietscher.
That's
not ideal.
I need a list of philosophers in front of me. Hang on.
John Smith. Is it one? There's one guy just called John Smith, right?
That always blows my mind when someone called like John Smith is famous for anything. You just think, wow, you must have been really great because it's so difficult to. I've heard of
Locke,
less...
John Locke, John Plop,
John Plop, yeah. Thomas Aquinas.
Oh, very good, perfect. Yeah.
There we go. Now we're cooking.
Yeah. Now we're.
Now we're cooking. John Rawls, John Balls, not
John
poop.
Balls.
You know. Bumfucius,
yeah. Confucius, it'd be Confucius.
Confucius. Wow, there are so many ancient Greek ones that you think never. Oh, Arcesilaus. Arcesilaus.
Allow us some arse.
Alcmaeon of Croton. And you just think, well, what did you say?
Alcmaeon of Scrotum?
Of Scrotum.
Scrotum? Scrotum.
Roger Scrotum. Roger Scruton.
Who's Roger Scruton?
He is a right-wing guy who is very popular in the former Soviet bloc because he was very like free Hungary, free Czechoslovakia from the Soviet. He's like a Margaret Thatcher-flavored philosopher.
Right.
Political. Cleomedes. I've never heard of any of these people. Crates of Thebes, Antisthenes.
Yeah, they had a load, dude. The ancient Greeks had a fucking load, dude.
This is like finding out. This is like finding out that there were 17 Ninja Turtles.
Mm-hmm. This is like when I found out how many. Wait, 17?
Yeah, but that's what it's like.
Oh right, I thought you were saying that she was 17. Wait, what? My whole life.
Yeah,
been
Phil,
alive.
In the extended universe, this. The rest of the Ninja Turtles are all named after Dutch painters. It's very.
But honestly, once you get onto Van Dyke, he can't do very much. He just like. He's just quite good at punching.
They're really running out of like weapons. They just go a musket, another musket. I don't know.
But the thing is, like the way IP is sort of wrung to its very last drop these days, I think it's completely believable that you can find a TV show or comic series where there are 17 Ninja Turtles.
Depressingly, you're right. You weren't crazy to think it. The world was crazy to do it.
What was my philosophy? Who am me? Who am me? I think, therefore, I am. That was... French one. French one. Who's the French one? Descartes. It was Descartes.
That was Descartes, yeah. Who am me was Descartes.
Who am me?
He was the stupidest man in France. He is very famous. He was very celebrated for his stupidity.
Now, what was the point of I think therefore I am? That the proof of life of sentience was the ability to think.
The proof of sentience was the ability to question sentience. Like you're the proof is in itself. Like you're already the very fact that you're asking means that you
right.
are.
Right. I see. Think. Right.
I don't know. Philosophy is and the two things that always broke my brain more than well not more than anything else, but I a lot of philosophy and a lot of economics makes my brain feel very hot.
Yeah, it feels like I'm a computer almost rendering an image. Like I feel like I'm almost there. I've just got a few more pixels to work out, but my graphics card isn't up to it.
Yeah, I always feel like I can understand it when someone explains it to me for as long as I can hold the water in my hands. Like they've given me understanding is water and I'm holding it in my hands going, oh, thank you, I see. And then as I walk out the building, it just goes, ah, and it's just out my hands and I'm like, oh, I don't know again.
It always feels like you should be able to hold water in your hand indefinitely, but you never can. You never can.
Something goes wrong.
How did anyone drink water before cups? It's meant that our do you think that the humans are lucky in that our bodies were just shit enough? Like if they were any better, we wouldn't have invented all the stuff that made us a top species on Earth.
That's a good point. We wouldn't have had as many need for as many objects.
I reckon if we could cup water in our hands, we'd still be wandering around in loincloths. Because it wouldn't have kicked off all ingenuity.
If our hand could just be a really good cup.
Yeah, that's it.
If our left hand could be a really good cup, and if our right hand we could throw a spear as good as you can shoot an arrow.
Yeah, or if our right hand was just a very hard rock.
Like
a rhino's foot, and you could just kill something instantly, the way other animals can kill things instantly with their bodies. Then we'd still be out wandering the plains.
Yeah, maybe.
There must be a name for this theory. A theory of like, what would you call it? Goldilocks shitness point? The Goldilocks shit body point. Our bodies are just shit enough.
Motivational dissatisfaction.
Motivational suboptimization.
Yes. Because it needs to be improved, and that's the inciting incident. Yes, yeah, and if we were too waterproof, we wouldn't have had clothes or shelter as easily as necessarily.
That's it.
Man, I think this is a good theory.
If our digestive systems were more sturdy, we probably wouldn't need to like cook food.
Yeah. I still find it really funny that like one of the best ways to hunt, if you were early man, was just to walk after something.
Because it wouldn't be startled.
No, so like all animals, like well, deer or whatever, they're built for sprinting, not for like marathons.
Not for stamina.
Yeah, exactly. So they have very little stamina. They just move in bursts. That's why everything just sleeps all day. And then moves in these great big bursts. And like you see so many footage, like how often in documentaries have you seen lions just go, oh, fuck it, and just like stop chasing a gazelle?
Yeah.
You can see them just the calculation of the calories they might get just dropping compared to how many they're using by sprinting. And they just go, and they just go back to sleep.
Or when a water buffalo is just overcome by lions and doesn't even try anymore. You're like, come on, give it a go. But it's just so exhausted. It's been running for so long already.
But also it's been running for, let's face it, 4 minutes. That's the thing. It's been running for 4 minutes or whatever. And it just dies. But that's why humans are so good. Because we can maintain a light jog for 2 days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And eventually some of the antelope are just going to have heart attacks and go, just be dead. Just fall over. I mean, sheep die from heart attacks from dogs being nearby. It happens, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's really funny that it's like, well, obviously it's cool to invent the bow and the spear, but we just need to like walk after deer like a horror movie character. Like from the deer's point of view, we're like It Follows or like the Terminator just walking.
Yeah, just then, calmly walking towards it.
Every time I turn around, this guy in a loincloth's just there. Just walking. Rubbing his stomach and pointing. Walking and walking. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
And then you forget how much food is in like a deer, right? Like you look at it and you go, yeah, but how much meat is there in an antelope? And then you think about the size of like a fucking jamón leg, Ibérico, those big pig legs.
Mm-hmm.
That's like fucking 30 kilograms or something.
Yeah.
That's just the leg.
If there's a piece of beef on my plate the size of my fist, I always think, I'm gonna still be so hungry after this. And by the end of it, I'm like, I can't eat anything else for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Meat is actually very filling. A whole animal. Can you imagine, like, bringing home an entire boar to your tribe? Oh, man, you're sorted for, like, a week.
Yeah.
Must have felt great.
Everyone's going to feel so fat and farty and sweaty for, like, a week. Just the whole tribe sitting around, just crippled by meat sweats.
Yeah. Yum.
Man. It's, a friend of mine, well, my friend's brother, I guess, he's kind of a farmer. He bought some pigs. He had some pigs for fun.
Yep.
He wasn't a pig farmer, but they bought 3 pigs because they had some land where they were trying to turn it into more, they were trying to plant trees and stuff. So they thought, well, we'll plant trees and they'll grow. And then when they're a bit grown, we'll get pigs to live in like the orchard and things like that. Right.
Hmm.
Anyway, so they got these pigs, and they built them like a little shed to live in and stuff. And then eventually they decided they would slaughter one of the pigs, right?
Yeah.
So they took the pig, and like the pigs are so big now. Like, I met the pig, and I'm a big guy, and if I wanted to, I couldn't get the pig in a headlock. Like, their necks are so big.
Enormous.
Like, if I wanted to get the pig in a headlock and be like, look who it is, and give him like a little noogie, I couldn't even, I could probably get like halfway or something. Like, they're so big. And they took him to the abattoir and got them turned into meat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to go on Gumtree and find a second chest freezer.
Woof. Just for the meat.
It was just like, they didn't expect it. They were just like, well, I don't know, I guess there's a lot of waste and stuff. And they were like, no, here are 400 sausages. Like, just insane. Like, they were literally like, please, please, do you want sausages? To like everyone they knew.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff on them.
Oh, and man.
Pierre, I don't know how else to say this. There's a reason we eat the meats we eat.
There's a reason we eat the meat that we eat.
From the tops of their head to the tips of their feet. There's a lot of meat on an animal that's complete. There's a reason we eat the meats we eat.
Whether it goes moo or cheep or oink or bleat. There you go. All the noise is covered.
Finishing a pig is quite the feat. There's a reason we eat the meats we eat.
Man, I'm hungry now, and I wish I was a caveman sometimes.
I had some steak for for lunch because our friend and manager Julian very kindly got me for my birthday a steak subscription for And for the first, I guess this happens every month now. And for this first installment, I have 2 kilos of sirloin.
Oh.
2 kilos.
Jesus.
I use some to make, happy Chinese New Year, BT Wei.
Yes, yeah.
But for Chinese New Year dinner with my sisters, I made some beef and kai lan, a delicious Chinese dish. Sliced up some beef for that, cooked it in that. This for lunch today, I sliced up 3 steaks and chopped them up and had them with leftover tteokbokki. And I haven't made a dent in this sirloin. And this is a small part of the cow. I've got so much, I've had to freeze it. I can't get through it. I can't eat this much beef. I can't do it. It's so much beef.
That. It's such a fucking like monkey's paw gift as well, where it's like you're it's such a nice gift, but it's like now you have beef homework.
I have beef homework and a vegetarian girlfriend, Pierre. I have a vegetarian girlfriend. I have to invite the guys over to eat this fucking beef.
That sounds like an old-fashioned phrase for something. Let's just say I got a freezer full of beef and a vegetarian girlfriend. You know what I'm saying?
it does feel like a Greek curse. You have all this lovely meat and no one to eat it with.
Now you have to eat it. Yes, well, Gong Hai Fat Chow, is that it?
Gong Hai Fat Choi is Cantonese. Gong Si Fat Tai is Mandarin.
Aha, well, whichever, I guess the Cantonese, I know more Cantonese.
Cantonese will be the most of our listeners, I imagine, will respond to Gong Hai Fat Choi. But I
would Gong imagine
Si Fat Tai.
Gong Hai Fat Choi. Year of the Wooden Dragon.
Yeah, Year of the Wooden Dragon, that's right.
Which is a good porn star name.
Old Dragonwood.
Or nickname. Yeah. Dragonwood.
He's Dragonwood everywhere. Dragonwood all over the place.
What does it mean, Phil? Tell us some as a white person, I have to ask my Chinese friend to tell me Asian secrets.
And I have to Google it. Meaning
yes, you do.
Of
because we live in the real world. Yeah. What does it mean? I don't know. What year was I? I used to know this.
People born during the Year of the Dragon are said to be naturally charismatic and gifted. So dragon is a good one. It's very special to be born Year of the Dragon.
Oh, okay.
They're like to the point that I think Chinese people will sort of pressure young Chinese women to have the kids in the Year of the Dragon. It's like,
really?
do it. If you're going to have it now. As a result, they're said to make great leaders because they aren't afraid to go after what they want.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which animal are you?
I'm snake. Earth snake.
Earth snake is pretty good.
The year of the wood dragon will potentially bring good luck. You don't say good luck in Chinese New Year. particularly for people who intend to start a business. You don't say business.
This would be a great bit. You should do this as a bit.
Wow, you don't say. This Chinese New Year means good luck for business people. Wow, I would never have thought the Chinese would be interested in good luck for business.
It's never a great year to start a theater company.
Wood dragons tend to be intelligent, attractive, and are universally liked.
Ooh.
But you know, this is what I always think about
Michael Palin.
Let's see what year Michael Palin. If he's year the dragon, I'll lose my shit.
Oh, Michael if that's Palin, accurate, if he's a wooden
Chinese
dragon
zodiac. Ah, he was water goat.
Oh, what a goat.
Yeah, he's the goat. He's the goat.
Yeah, that's it. I'm going to try to look up Chinese year. What the hell am I? Oh, I'm a metal goat.
Metal goat. Oh, metal my goat. My younger sister is metal rat.
Well, that was the... We talked metal about rat. This at, I think, like, episode 3 or something, wasn't it? We talked about, like, the heavy metal and metal rat.
Oh, yeah.
Or was it Metal Pig? We had some band that we were talking about. What does that mean about me? Oh, no. No, because the years aren't exactly the same, so I'm a metal horse.
You're a metal horse.
I'm a metal horse. I got it wrong, because
you're right after me. So I was on the cusp of snake and horse, which apparently makes me a little snake.
Yeah, that doesn't seem to make sense.
I'm a little earth snake, a worm, basically.
The Chinese zodiac has a special one just for the one day you were born, and it's fucking worm day. It's a special day where all the fucking worms were born. And it's only for that year. And it's only for that year, and they introduced it because they knew you were coming, and then they shut it down, and now it's normal again. You're a fucking worm.
Fucking worm.
Yeah.
No good fortune for you. Your businesses suck.
Yeah, all your business sucks, and you never have good luck in your business. Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. Chinese zodiac metal horse. I'm friendly and upbeat, Phil.
Yeah, I think that scans.
I can be too direct and frank at times, causing harm to others without knowing it.
Oh, yeah, that's just autism.
I was going to say, the Chinese knew my autism.
Yeah, they were so close to diagnosing autism in ancient China. There's like, I can't really maintain eye contact, have special interests, don't know when they've made a faux pas. I guess kind of like if a goat was made of metal. I don't know. It's on the tip of my tongue. Let's just go with metal goat for now. And we'll work on it.
I'm not sure what animal it is, but they're definitely metal. That's what this chart says. They're going to have good luck in business as long as it's something called coding. We don't know what that is yet. Yes, they place a high importance on love and need a partner who can put up with their flaws. That's true of everyone, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the genius of all zodiacs, is a kind of cold reading where what they say can apply to pretty much
clever.
Everyone. Yeah.
This sounds pretty good. I prefer this website's mad fiction about who I am. The metal horse is determined by the irrepressible urge for freedom as well as an iron will. Yeah. Great. What does it mean that you're a fucking worm?
Okay, so my worm one. Let's see. Oh, here we go. The Earth Snake is a delightful, entertaining, and marvelous person. They are careful with all their work and approach everything in a sensible, level-headed way.
I mean, this is pretty bang on so far.
Yeah, I mean, that just sounds like obsessive compulsion, but yeah, basically.
Yeah.
They do not like to be pushed into making any decisions.
Oh!
My number of unread emails will be testament to that.
Yeah.
They're very skilled in dealing with money, thank you, and are great investors. Incorrect! Things lose value the second I put any money in them, but the rest of that is pretty bang on.
Yeah, well, maybe they mean great investors in terms of like frequency of attempts. Wow, he's still going.
He's a prolific investor. Has he made a lot of money? He's a prolific investor.
He's one of our most enthusiastic poker players. Okay. All right. Interesting.
Honestly, if I ever want to put money in something and you know about it, short whatever it is I'm missing.
Well, being wrong 100% of the time is the same as being right 100% of the time.
That's true, yeah. Yeah, that's true. I'm betting on the wrong side.
You should start to think of something. If you look at something and you go, oh, that's interesting, you should immediately go for the opposite.
Yes. Yeah. But then which one was the actual authentic bet that I was going to make?
This sounds like a defart question.
According to Chinese zodiac signs, people born the year the snake are compatible with dragons and rooster signs.
Okay.
Let's see who horse compatibility.
Yeah, who am I allowed to be friends with in the barnyard?
Sheep.
Metal horse.
Sheep, tiger, and rabbit.
Is that right?
Yeah, you are well matched to sheep, tiger, and rabbit signs.
Yeah, I don't really know enough about my social group to assess that. What is a metal horse? I can read about this on thesun.co.uk. What the fuck are they? It's just clicks now, isn't it? Everything is just clicks.
Yeah, I'm going to look up famous people with the horse zodiac, like you.
Okay. Zodiac killer?
Oh, it's quite the mix.
Oh,
Greta
no.
Greta Thunberg.
Yeah, autism again. They've predicted that very well.
Clint Eastwood. I mean, he's got... He serves autism. He's autism coded.
Yeah, well, he doesn't make eye contact because he's always squinting in the cowboy movies.
Although, if he's always squinting. But if he really was autistic, he would know how many bullets were left in the gun.
Well, he would point the gun at Dirty Harry, would point the revolver and say, "There's one bullet left," and then just shoot him in the head.
Yeah,
I would love an action movie called Autistic Harry. I guess that's just the movie The Accountant.
Oh, that's I've not seen The Accountant. Have you seen The Accountant? Is it just a guy who can keep track of his fire rate very accurately?
The whole thing with the accountant is that he's an autistic kid who got raised by like a sort of crazed, extremely militaristic father, like a survivalist dad.
Is that the story?
It's a fun action movie, and he's basically like a dark accountant.
Nice.
So he does a lot of accounting for like triads and stuff.
Right. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, it's a fun movie. It's one of the very few action movies where the action hero is autistic, so it's got that going for it.
Did they flat out say he's autistic?
Oh, fuck yeah. Just...
Why, nice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they do a pretty good job of depicting it. Given that it's an action movie.
Are the horse people Jimi Hendrix?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That's a bit of a diversion. Harrison Ford, Joe Biden. Joe Biden's Year of the Horse.
See.
He was actually the first ever Year of the Horse.
He came up with that.
Cindy Crawford, Neil Armstrong.
Ooh.
Famous snake zodiac. So these are my guys. Yeah, Copernicus.
Who?
I've got Copernicus and Goethe. And Gandhi. Oh my God.
Whoa. Wow. Is Gandhi a delightful, marvelous entertainer? I guess so.
Yeah, in some ways. Picasso is a snake. Franklin Roosevelt. John F. Kennedy. Audrey Hepburn. I've got a glitzy collection of people.
Clint Eastwood is a metal horse as well, because he's...
Of course he is, yeah. Metal horse.
Yeah. It sounded there, Phil, like you were going through a series of grudges you had. Gandhi, he's a snake. JFK's a snake. A lot of celebrity grudges. Sean Connery, metal horse. There's a bunch. Steve McQueen, Warren Buffett.
Now he can make an investment, that guy.
Well, yeah, but he's no earthworm. How much, when you were growing up, how much Chinese zodiac chat was that? You had a bit of Chinese medicine going.
Quite a lot. I mean, we talked about it. Yeah, I mean, when I was with the cousins, we talk about it for sure. And then obviously around New Year's, it's a pretty much at the forefront of everyone's thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it really does matter what the animal is. All the decorations have the animal in it. So all of town gets covered in Chinese New Year celebration. Because Malaysia is so multicultural, there's always some festival that has its decorations up. So like the joke in Malaysia is, you know, the picture will be like 25th of December and it's like Santa's grotto and snow everywhere. 26th of December, Chinese pagodas, lanterns everywhere, because like literally one festival's down, the next one comes up. And so, but then if it's Year of the Dragon, then I mean they will have gone to town with dragon decks, because that's like the ideal animal for decorations, because you can wrap it around everything. I guess you could with a snake too. I mean, I like to think of a snake as a dragon that can't fly, that's all. so the dragons will be very much part of the celebration. And And of course, dragon dances are part of every Chinese New Year, so they'll be particularly significant this year.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, it's kind of every year. Like even if it's you know, a nice horse party for me, the dragon's still there. Like yeah, like it's still invited. taking the glamour away.
The dragon dance was always kind of a come down after the lion dances. The lion dances are amazing. Lion dances are like genuine feats of athleticism, and the dragon dance is just a long bit of paper on a stick, really.
Yeah, that's true. I always wonder about the lion, where it's like, well, what lions were they talking about?
Yeah, it's hard. Like, that's hard to know, because they look a lot like the lions that are on Chinese sculptures. And you're like, is that a lion? It looks like a big dog.
There's lions in India, or they were.
Oh yeah.
So maybe that's the one that they're talking about. I don't know if there are ever any in China itself. Maybe. But it's like medieval stuff in England where they just go, a lion, and it's this insane, like you say, big dog, angry dog.
Yeah.
And you sort of think, yeah, I guess it's an angry dog, kind of. That's the hardest, how else are we going to explain it to you? I should say, I posted about it on my Instagram where you could see the images and stuff, but I'm busy reading a great book about misophonia.
Oh, yeah, so you post about it.
It's very good. It's not a book just like about it. It is about it, but it's also a kind of manual for like techniques for dealing with it. And
oh, that's good.
It's a sort of therapeutic manual. It's the kind of book
Can you give us an example of one of the techniques?
Yeah, so you just have to try and tell yourself a different story about why the sound is happening, like change the context.
Oh yeah, this is like the what's his face? David old bandana guy. Huh?
Not Sidoris. David Foster Wallace.
Yeah, David Foster Wallace. Always imagine the best possible reasoning for an annoying person to be doing the annoying thing.
It's vulnerable to logic as well. I mean, that's why I no longer mind slurping as much in like a ramen restaurant.
Okay. Yeah.
Because otherwise you just eat a bunch of plain noodles. No, because it's like pragmatic physically.
Oh, right.
I'm happy to be like, well, I don't like this culture. I just mean that like, otherwise you just eat a bunch of plain noodles, then you drink a liter of soup. Like, it's such a worse combo.
Yeah. Like, but I thought part of the annoyance for you was the rudeness and the breaking of rules. And so in the Japanese context, it is polite to slurp your noodles.
Yes, but that would be more effective in my brain if I was in Japan.
Okay. It doesn't transfer to a Japanese restaurant in London.
No, especially if the people doing it are not Japanese.
Okay.
Because then it's sure. Like, well, you're just a slurper all year round and you just happen to be in like the house of slurp, you know?
Yeah, yeah. They're a stop clock at the right time. Mm. Sure, I get you.
I still can't think of an excuse for open mouth chewing.
No, it's pretty bad. Yeah, that is gross. That is gross. Even I will admit that is gross.
Yeah. If someone's chewing with their mouth open, they better have like a fully bandaged nose.
Do you mind my snorting?
When do you snort?
I snort all the time. When I find something funny, I give it a little...
No, that's like a positive noise because you're laughing.
Okay, good.
Yeah. No. That's like a fun noise.
Yeah, nice.
We should do some correspondence.
Yes! Speaking of good noises...
Yeah.
Let's hear from our lovely listeners.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ring letters, emails, phone numbers, correspondence.
I will say, listeners, we are as ever very behind on correspondence, as we always are. So don't feel bad. Just feel frustrated.
Well, we do get on top of them quicker than you think. So we just need a little burst here or there.
Yeah, the trouble is that we're victims of our own success, Phil. That's why we're busy boys.
It's true. It's the best way around.
We've been sent some tat by Phoebe.
Phoebe. She gives me the heebie-jeebies.
That's good.
Thank you.
That's good.
The Phoebe-jeebies.
I think Phoebe is a good name.
I was about to say I'm a fan of the name Phoebe. I think it's a good
name. Yes,
nice.
I think
you don't get many Phoe names. You don't get many names with Phoe, with P-H-O-E. I mean, Sophie is the closest with the P-H-I-E.
Oh,
P-H-O-E?
Yeah.
Phoe?
Maybe we should start calling people Sophiebies.
Sophiebe.
Sophiebe. So you can be Sophie or Phoebe.
Phoebe is Greek. It has to be Greek.
Yeah.
It looks so Greek. I can't imagine a more Greek-looking name than Phoebe.
I'm going to bet on that. I'll take your money on that, Phil, you fucking earthworm with your bad investments.
Phoebe is a girl's name of Greek origin. Radiant, shining one. Yes.
The shining one.
The shining one.
Oh my God, that's such a cute baby. What's your daughter's name?
The shining one.
Oh, that's lovely. What was that, sorry?
The shining one.
Okay. Wow,
she bestows her radiance upon us all. And this baby's just in there like...
Phoebe sent us an email with a subject titled Boy Tat.
Boy Tat, great. Ah. I'm excited about this. I have a feeling I know what Boy Tat is, but let's find out.
So it's a t-shirt.
Okay.
It's got an illustration on it, but I can't really tell it to you, describe it to you without ruining it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, how would I like blank and my blank. Okay. So it says, I like blank and my blank.
Yep.
And then there's a drawing of the man with the two blanks.
Okay.
And then underneath it says, and maybe three people?
Right.
Yeah.
I like my beard and my dog and maybe three people.
Wait, did you say beer or beard?
Beard.
Oh, but dog, you're right. It's beer and dog.
Wow. Oh,
but the cartoon does have a beard.
Oh, yes.
Amazing. Great work.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I heard the spirit saying beard. And I didn't hear clearly enough. Clearly, they meant beer, not beard. But the two go hand in hand, to be honest. Beards and beer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, dogs and beer. Have a pint of dog, please. And beer on a leash. Appearance, dog breed, and name can be customized.
Ah.
There you go. Boy Tat.
Boy Tat.
I think that's true.
Yeah, Boy Tat, a lot of stuff about beer. Maybe video games more and more. It's not so much... Man Tat is sort of defines the man sort of... in comparison to like his wife or his girlfriend. It's always men defined in opposition to women. Whereas Boy Tat is more about what the boy likes and boy culture.
Yeah, that's true.
The misogyny, I think, has slowly eked out of Boy Tat. That's sort of Man Tat. Boy Tat is more toxic to the self.
Boy Tat is more like Saturday. Yeah. Boy Tat is more like check in on your boys.
Yes.
Whereas that, you're right, Man Tat is more, don't tell her I'm here.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Well, don't let her find out how much my motorcycle cost. This is, we've been sent some interesting stuff from Tamsin, which is another good name.
Tamsin. Tamsin blams into our inbox.
Yeah. Nice. Hello, Ying and Wang.
Oh, nice. You're Yin.
I'm Yin. Yeah. What would my name be in Chinese? Pierre is stone.
Oh, stone is shi tou, I think.
Okay, shi tou, I like that.
And the valley is new, so sing shi tou.
I like this a lot. I'm gonna introduce myself as that from now on.
Sing shi tou. I think that's great. I'm surprised I've remembered how to say all that, but I think shithole is right. I think shithole is right. It sounds a bit too much like shithole, but it is.
It sounds a lot like shithole. It sounds a lot like shithole. I'm saying shithole.
Wait, does shithole mean anus? I've only just realized.
So when the doctor wanted to see my shithole, he meant my anus and not my mouth?
Well, when you call a place a shithole, are you calling it an anus?
I guess you must be, unless it's also like a toilet, which is a hole in the floor.
A shit. Yeah, I just thought it was like this place is a hole, like it's a wreck, and also it's shit. It's a shit hole. But I never thought, and I never put the two together. Shithole. The hole that shit comes out of. Is that right?
Yeah. Or like a crude toilet as well. There's, listeners, you can't see Phil right now, but this is shaking him to his core.
Get Susie Dent on this right now. Well, speaking of which, this Sunday, I am on a new BBC Radio 4 pilot show with Susie Dent. Called nice. Unspeakable. It's out very on Radio nice. 4 this Sunday. I think at 6:30. I think it's a 6:30 slot. But please listen in, and if you like it, tell Radio 4 so we can do some more. Tell them.
Get in touch with those old fuckers.
Yes.
So Tamsin says, "Hello Ying and Wang. I would love to know your take on excuse me. This is an Instagram account that Tamsin has discovered.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you the name. I'm going to tell you not the at name, you know, like the one that's actually the account's name.
Yep.
So I'm going to say a bunch of stuff now, Phil, and the gaps are underscores.
Okay.
Dr. Famous.
Right.
Okay, I want you to absorb that. Dr. Famous.
This is the at name of the Instagram account.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Dr. Famous, spellcaster, 24 hours.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so it's a spellcaster called Dr. Famous. Okay?
You're saying okay like this all makes sense.
Okay.
So this is an Instagram account.
Dr. Famous?
Is a spellcaster.
Okay.
Okay.
That's funny, yeah. His name's Dr. Famous, okay? He's a spellcaster, okay? The way that, like, nurses talk to you. So I'm just going to give you a small injection, okay? And it'll just be a little jab in your upper arm, okay? Yeah.
Okay, so it's an Instagram account. The name, the username is at Dr. Famous Spellcaster.
24 hours.
24 hours, okay.
Yeah.
The all self-description. Hours of the day.
Yeah.
Always well, ready self- to spell. The self-description
is Dr. Famous Love Spellcaster, 24 hours results. And okay? And then
okay?
And then a house emoji. Yeah.
No.
And then the bio says, "All about spiritual well-being." Which
well,
I'm skeptical of.
He's at least partly about fame, seeing as they're called Dr. Famous.
He's at least partly about fame, and he's at least partly about lengthy university accreditations.
It's not all about the spirituality.
No. Dr. Famous. All about spiritual well-being. Love spell to anyone. Get your ex back. Negativity. Pregnancy spell. Release from prison. Win
release
any court
from
case.
Prison.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
That really built from get your ex back to get out of jail.
Get out of jail. Can you imagine, like, okay, just picture it, Phil. The police cars surround you. They pin you to the car by your shoulder blades. They handcuff you. They carefully put you in the back. They scream, sirens blaring to the station. They take your fingerprints. They're walking you to your cell, and they say, "You got one phone call." And you just look up and say, "Oh, I know who I have to call. Dr. Famous, spellcaster, 24 hours. Okay?" And then the police look at each other like, "Fuck. We were hoping you would just call a lawyer.
I need to call Dr. Famous right now." And they're like, "Who?" And the police and the guards say, "Who is he?" And you go, "A spellcaster." And they say, "Well, good luck. It's 2 a.m. And you go, "I don't think that's going to be a problem."
I love the idea of you standing in a cell in your pants. jabbing your finger at the little vision slit that the guards are looking at you through. You're saying, I'm going to call Dr. Famous. He's a spellcaster. And he's always available. So you're going to be in a lot of trouble, you guys.
Dr. Famous. Wait till Dr. Famous hears about this.
Yeah.
Pointing through the slat at the guards. My finger going from one to the other. Yeah. Wait till Dr. Famous hears about this.
Wait till Dr. Famous finds out about you and you and you. Let's just say Dr. Famous is a friend of mine, okay? His skills again, love spell to anyone, get your ex back, negativity, pregnancy spell, release from prison, win any court case.
Wow, okay.
So ideally, you just get the win any court case spell before you lose the court case and go to prison.
Yeah, this is what I'm thinking, is surely if the win any court case spell works, you don't need the release from prison spell.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess the release from prison is for people who've come to Dr. Famous a little too late.
Yeah. I think
imagine if Dr. Famous goes into like the meeting room of the prison, to our meeting with the prisoner, and he goes, you know, this could have all been avoided if you just used my win any court case spell. But yeah. We are where we are. We are where we are. All right?
Yeah, that's it. He's very magnanimous about it. I think, Dr. Famous would be a bit like going, I mean, I can do it. It would have been a lot easier if you got in touch with me a couple of months ago. But yeah, no, it's fine. So Dr. Famous has over 1,000 followers, but isn't following anyone, which is quite arrogant.
Wow, kind of cool.
Mm.
What does your feed even look like when you had follow zero people? Is it just algorithm recommendations?
It must just be like a little thing that says, why not follow someone?
Yeah.
You're a lunatic. Yeah. So here's a comment that Dr. Famous has left on someone's account. I can't see what it is, but it's just a comment he's left.
Yeah.
In general.
Whoa, it's long.
It's quite long. Hello, how are you and your family? It's nice.
Mm-hmm.
That is good bedside manner from Dr. Famous.
Yeah. He's one of the best. At bedside manner.
family doctor. Dr. Famous.
Yeah, he's making a house call.
Yeah. Hello, how are you and your family? Sorry if this text annoys you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, he's not Dr. Famous. He's not famous for grammar. He's famous for doctor.
No. I'm just here to inform you if you are in need of spiritual help from me at this moment.
That's not informing. That's asking.
I'm here to inform you if you are like this.
Oh, that made my head hot for like 3 seconds.
Yeah, that makes your brain go rap and kind of stop for a second. Do you need negativity removal?
Wow.
Financial spell?
Any financial spell, yep.
Win court case?
Mm-hmm.
X / love spell? Reconciliation spell?
Reconciliation.
Reconciliation. Mm-hmm. Lottery winnings?
Okay.
No spell. He's won the lottery and he's willing to share. Herbs to cure infection and infirmity.
What? Why doesn't he just have a spell for that? Why does someone need herbs? He can make you win the lottery, but he can't heal a rash.
You can't heal a rash, Dr. Famous?
I thought you were the doctor, surely. This is the one point. This is the one part where he's a doctor.
Yeah. That's right.
Right. This is why he's part doctor.
That's it. Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Breakup spell, protection spell, herbs for weight loss. reading of any kind. He's a proofreader. He's an editor.
Oh, very good. That's handy.
He'll read your document and find... Well, he won't find spelling mistakes. I wouldn't trust him with that. pregnancy spell.
He's a fan of spells.
Yeah. Yeah. That's spell check is what Dr. Famous does before he leaves the house. Am I right?
Nice.
You can have that one for free, Dr. Famous. I know you're listening. Pregnancy spell to get promoted at your place of work, and lot more. And don't forget that problem shared is a problem solved. That's not the phrase.
Yeah, it's problem halved, right?
Yeah.
Apparently
not with Dr. Famous. It's a problem halved. It should be, yeah. But if your friend is Dr. Famous.
Who has that great... Which stand-up has a great joke about a problem shared is a problem halved? And he goes, not to the person who didn't have a problem. For them, now they've got half a problem. They had no problem.
I don't know. Who is that? That sounds like someone we know.
Is it John Hastings?
Could be. It's got that...
So, real apologies to the comedian if it's not...
Get in John. Touch if it's you. Don't forget, a problem...
So good.
A problem shared is a problem solved, and all my spell are 100% granted without any side effects. Right?
Okay. No side effects at all. That sounds awesome.
Yeah. Kindly let me know which of my offer you are interested on. And then two hearts. Very nice. Thank you, Tamsin, who said she's very intrigued by Dr. Famous's services. Well, now, Phil, we'll have to go to the VIP offices of Dr. Famous.
Oh! Apologies, it's not John Hastings. It's Guy Montgomery, the brilliant New Zealander comedian.
Yes,
Guy Montgomery, who has a joke about a problem shared is a problem halved. Not for the person who didn't have a problem.
Shout out to Guy Montgomery, a man who, upon leaving the Edinburgh Fringe, once gave me some Tupperware he didn't want to fly home with.
Oh, that's handy.
Yeah.
He's a very funny man, Guy.
So I guess, okay, so now, Phil, I guess we're going to the reception of, the VIP reception of Dr. Famous's clinic?
Wow, okay, this is a specific one. All right, I'll try and work on that.
The VIP Dr. Famous clinic.
If you're a patron, we'll see you in the VIP Dr. Famous clinic.
On
if
Friday.
If you want to become a patron... Or we'll see you for the regular episode next week. Much
buy
love.
Tickets. Buy tickets to my Soho Theatre run, please. It's on my Instagram, please.
And my Northampton show next week. And my Apollo show also next Friday. Ay caramba. Much love. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.